What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Somebody's Mama Podcast. We're your hosts, Nicole and
Kendra.
And we have a really exciting episode for you guys today. We're going to get into all this juicy Keke Palmer relationship, you know, a thin line between boyfriend and husband. But before we get started, Kendra, how was your week? How was your weekend? I saw you doing some really fun activities.
Excuse me. yeah, so my week was pretty cool. I didn't really do that much this week. I literally like went to the gym, picked up the kids, did basic things this week. And this weekend was one of my friend's birthday. So we went to dinner. Then we went axe throwing on Saturday. So that was fun. We go to this place in LA called Moe's Axe Throwing, and it's really cool. If you guys ever want to go try it out, it's the perfect place to go because the staff are like so nice, and like an instructor comes with like the service basically, so they'll teach you how to do it, so you don't have to be scared.
It looks so fun.
It is. It's really fun. And they have food there, they have drinks, so it's like it's a cool little vibe. And that's in Hollywood. And then after that, we went to dinner that night. I really didn't plan on going to dinner. But my friend was like, I want you guys to come. So we ended up going to dinner at Mastro's last night. And so I am super duper tired. But I'm making it through. It was a very fun weekend. And I actually took her out to lunch today. So she had a nice birthday weekend. So, and that's pretty much all I did. It was all about my friend this weekend.
I love that. And it's, isn't it this time of year where it's like your group of friends, like it's like every month somebody's
Every month is somebody's birthday, starting in, well, my birthday is in April, and then my friend's birthdays start in July. July through October is a birthday every month.
It's just packed.
Yep. That's awesome. Celebration.
Nice.
How was your week?
So my week was pretty busy. I've been in the gym. I know the last time we spoke, I tried out Kendra's gym. Mm-hmm. And like literally I've just been running around with the kids in the gym. Over the weekend, Saturday, Josh took the kids to the movies.
Oh, nice.
It was really nice. So then me and Araya just like hung out, relaxed, like just chilled, you know?
Yeah.
And then Sunday I woke up, I deep cleaned my whole downstairs. And before we came on here, I was just telling Kendra, like, when I get home, my house better not
be a wreck.
I literally spent like a lot of time deep cleaning my whole downstairs. Like,
yeah.
And granted, like my downstairs is not... No, you're good. Granted, my downstairs is not huge or anything like that, but anytime you are like deep cleaning everything, it just takes time.
Yeah. And you know? The last thing you want to do after you did all that is come home and see everything a mess again.
Exactly. And then after I deep cleaned the whole house, there was no way I was going to let everybody just stay and hang out like in the house.
Right.
So I took the kids to the pool and we had a good time. And
oh, you found your pool key?
Yeah, I found my pool key. Kendra, oh my, and then, hold on. Why did I find, okay, there's been this whole thing about this pool key. I find the pool key, and then they have the nerve to start this new thing where they have security at the pool.
What? For what?
So then they're like, I need to see your name on your key. My key did not have my name on it. It became this whole thing.
Wow.
And we had to like call the main office, let me use the pool. It was like this whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So now I have to go back and get my own pool key with my name on it. Like, it's like this story of the pool key all summer.
Right.
Yeah. It's been a
mess. We were all going to go last week. And she's like, girl, I can't find the pool key.
Yeah. I couldn't find the pool key. Then I had to order the pool key. Then the pool key didn't have my name. It was a lot. It was
a lot. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, so that's basically how my week was.
Nice, nice, nice. So let's move on to Mama Moments. So you have a Mama Moment this week.
Oh, wait, hold on, because I did write it down. Oh, you know what? Okay, my Mama Moment is the fact that Araya, my youngest, is sleeping through the night in her own bed.
Oh, wow. Go right, right.
Yes, she has been. And even when she wakes up, once in a while, she'll wake up in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to, like, pat her back and, like, mm-hmm. her really, like, just lay back down and go to sleep. Yeah. And I'm just like, heaven sent.
Wow. So your last baby is in her own bed.
Yes, she's in her own bed, sleeping through the night. And especially with me going to the gym now, like when I go to sleep, I'm just able to just knock out.
Yes. Oh, I was going to ask you, did you try the zero gravity chair yet?
Okay, not yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to try it. I think because I keep having to go to the gym at night.
Yeah.
Is why I haven't tried it yet, but I am going to try it this week.
Yes, it's amazing.
I know you. I saw you left the gym and was like, wait a second.
I went right back in there. I literally was, I got in my car, turned the key on and everything. And I was like, I forgot to get my massage. Oh, I'm going back.
I don't know. And then you went to the gym on 4th of July.
I did. It was so fun. You guys know I'm addicted to my Zumba class.
Yeah.
Like that's what's really helped me to be like consistent with going to the gym is the Zumba class, because I just have it's like a dance party every time we go, and you burn a lot of calories, you get a good sweat in, and it's just fun.
Yeah.
So that's really been helping me. So when they said they were doing it, I was like, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to make it at 8:15 on the 4th of July, but I naturally woke up, and so I was like, I should go. So I went. It was fun.
That's nice.
Yeah, and now they have a night class on Tuesday. I normally go on Tuesday anyway mm-hmm. in the morning, but they also have a night class. So I'm considering doing both.
Ooh, look at you doing double days.
Right, because I didn't get to go today. So I was considering doing both. So we'll see how I feel tomorrow.
Yeah. Because I was supposed to go to the gym yesterday on mm-hmm. Sunday, but I was so sore from cleaning my house and going to the pool.
Right.
I already worked out.
For real.
I couldn't believe how tired I was. I was like, my whole body is sore. Like, when I go to the gym, I never leave that sore.
Wow.
But deep cleaning my house?
Oh, yeah. You're using every part of your body. Got to bend down, get up. Slide underneath stuff.
Vacuum. Use the
back and forth. Oh, I always turn on my Apple Watch. What do I put it on? Like multiple workout or whatever. I forget what it's called, but I always put that on when I'm vacuuming because I'm walking back and forth. I'm like, oh, I'm counting all these steps.
Okay. Every last one of them.
Yes.
So what about you? What's your mama moment?
So my mama moment. So also this past week, I forgot to say that my son and I, we went to the movies. So I took Kendon to the movies, and we've been trying to go for a while, but I don't know why we weren't able to go, but we ended up going to the movies, and it was so cute because it's just him and I, and he's all excited to get his popcorn and everything. So we go in and he's like, I want popcorn. I want the snack pack. So I'm like, okay, that's normal. We'll get a snack pack. And he's like, actually, Mom, I think I want the big boy popcorn. And I'm like, what? He's like, and I'm looking like, you are not going to eat that whole tub of popcorn. He was like, Mom, I'm 6 years old. I'm a big boy now. I feel like it's time for me to get the big boy popcorn. And I'm like, are you sure it doesn't come with fruit snacks? And so he thought about it. He was like, I kind of want those fruit snacks. I'm like, but I did bring some gummy bears for you. And so he was like, yeah, I think I'm just going to go ahead and get the big popcorn. I'm like, you want the big boy popcorn? No more snack packs? So he was so excited. Like, I was like recording him because he was just too excited. He put his arms up there and pulled the popcorn bucket down and like dove his face in to like start eating the popcorn right away. But we had a cute little movie day. So that was a nice little mama moment. He enjoyed. We watched Elemental.
That's what my husband took them to see that too.
Yeah, it was really good, actually. It was a very good movie. It was funny, though, because at the end of the movie, they kissed or whatever. And so he was like, why are they kissing? And I'm like, well, they love each other. And, you know, they're going to probably get married and go off into the sunset. And he's like, Oh, that's nice.
No, my favorite part was he asked, like, is this clean? Is this popcorn clean?
Oh, yeah. Because, listen, we went to the movies at the other theater that we used to go to.
Right.
And the way they were handling the popcorn was very suspect. So I had them, like, change their gloves, but he still ended up getting sick. So I'm like, if we go to the other popcorn, I mean, other movie theater, you can't get popcorn there because I don't trust it. So we ended up going to the older movie theater and everything was clean. And I liked the way they were serving it. They weren't cross-contaminating, like, because at the other one, they had gloves, but they were touching the money and then going to scoop the popcorn and letting the popcorn fall all on the glove, all back into the tub. And I'm just like, ew, like, yeah. No.
Gross, and money
is gross. Take the gloves off. I'd rather you not wear gloves and sanitize and wash your hands than to wear these nasty gloves that you're touching everything with.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we had a good experience there. It wasn't a lot of people. It was like the middle of the day. So we had a good time.
That's good to hear.
Yes. So
now let's get into this topic, okay?
Let's get into it.
Today, we have a really exciting topic. Like we said earlier, we're going to be discussing, you know, that thin line between a boyfriend and a husband. Now, as everybody's been seeing, this whole situation with Keke Palmer and her boyfriend.
Right. Her boyfriend. As far as we know, there has not been a wedding or a marriage.
Right. And I feel like TMZ would have been published that, okay?
No, for sure.
But, you know, by now everybody knows the story. Keke Palmer goes to the Usher concert. And we're kind of using the situation as kind of a case study to explain mm-hmm. why it's a thin line between a boyfriend and husband and how to clarify those lines and what can make those lines blurry. But we want to use Keke Palmer situation as kind of like a case study, right?
Right.
And so, as you guys already know, she went to the Usher concert. She had a see-through dress on. The back was revealing. She had a thong on. Mm-hmm. She was serenaded by Usher. And she was kind of like, had her arm around Usher. She was being performative. At least that's how right. I saw it. Like, I didn't see it as being flirtatious. Like, I saw it as very performative.
And it's a part of his act. He's literally done it with everybody. Yeah. So many celebrities and regular concert goers, he has, it's a part of his act in the show.
Yeah, it's part of the show. So Keke Palmer's, by now you guys know, Keke Palmer's boyfriend felt some type of way. And honestly, when he tweeted, what did he tweet? He said, what do you have on?
It's the outfit though, you're a mom.
Yeah, it's the outfit though. You're a mom. When he did that, I actually thought he was saying something good. Like, it's the outfit though. You're a mom.
Me too. Because I was thinking, there's no way he's going to get on the internet and literally like be upset about an outfit that she has on, especially when we've seen her wear less.
Way less.
Like, come on.
Wait. And then for him to follow up with it and on Twitter make reference that as the head of his household, he has the right to feel.
So I have the actual tweet here.
Okay. Thank you.
We're going to break it down a little bit. So I have the actual tweet. So he said, we live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife and mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others. And he gets told how much of a hater he is. This is my family and my representation. I have standards and morals to what I believe. I rest my case. So he really thought he dropped the mic on that one.
Yeah,
but everybody is like, first of all, you're not her husband. Like,
at all.
Like, yes, you guys are a family because you guys have a child together and you guys could be building towards that. But in that same sentiment, why would you want to embarrass your quote unquote wife or mother of your child on the internet? Like, that could have been a text and not a tweet.
And then on top of that, it's like, you know that Keke keeps so much of her personal life private.
Right.
And so you're now in a relationship with a woman that chooses to be private, mm-hmm. and you're going to just tweet that, right?
Right. So, it's random because he really doesn't say much. Like, right. we haven't heard much from him. Like, there is a tweet that they brought up from the past. I don't have that one, that he said something about, I think it was something about, because she made reference to it also. Oh, no, she had made a video before saying that nobody's going to hold her back or hold her down. They can kick rocks or something of the of that nature. And she requoted it. So I don't know where that's going.
I don't know where that's going. But also on top of this, Kendra and I were talking, she's in postpartum.
Right. So she's already in a position to where she is in the public eye immediately after she has a child. And she looks good, okay?
Yeah.
Like, she was so vocal about how she felt about her mommy body. Like, while she was pregnant, she was loving it. Like, she was loving her skin. She was loving her body. Like, she was loving the woman that she was becoming and becoming a mother. Like, very, very proud of that.
Right.
And then postpartum, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but she has been killing it. Like, she looks amazing. Like, motherhood has been suiting her very well, and everybody has been praising her for it. So that begs the question, like, do you think that this is coming because she's getting so much attention in her body and how she looks? Like, Nicole, what do you think? Do you feel like maybe he's feeling some type of way now because of her new body and all the attention that she's been getting? Because people have been like saying, like, people have been creating whole videos around how good she looks.
Yeah, literally. Well, I will say this. On the Joe Budden podcast.
Your fave.
Here we go, my fave. They're all guys. And they were saying that his comment had nothing to do with her outfit. And that he went for the low blow and went after and mom shamed her. But what he really wanted to say and what he couldn't say was that he didn't like the way that Keke Palmer, how we saw performative.
Right. How she interacted with Usher.
And they were, and so on there, they were saying this has nothing to do with the outfit. This has to do with he felt insecure about how she acted and had her butt out with Usher.
And that makes sense because he's normally with her everywhere. Yeah. And in this trip, she was there with her friends. She was looking good. She was feeling good. She was partying. She was having a good time.
Yeah.
And it could have been intimidating for him and embarrassing for him. But, bro, just say that to her in private. Like,
and that's what they were saying.
We didn't need to be a part of this conversation. And that's why it was so confusing to me, because she's worn this type of stuff on the cover of a magazine. Yeah. So holding the baby. Like, she basically had on that black number that she had on was a bodysuit.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that, but yeah.
She had like a bodysuit on and nothing. I couldn't see the back or whatever, but she looked good. It was tasteful. Like, it wasn't like super revealing. I don't even think the outfit she had. I didn't see the back. I didn't know if she had a thong on, but from the front, I didn't see anything wrong with it. I'm like, it's a bodysuit underneath a sheer gown. Like, come on.
And you know what M4 was saying was like, for Vegas, that was actually really covered up.
Yeah, exactly. It's Vegas. Like, she's going to a show. Everybody gets dressed up. Like, she was feeling good. She was with her girls. Yeah. Like, she was having a good time. And to come for her motherhood was like, come on.
And she could have had biker shorts on with a crop top or something with high heels. Like, she could have looked very Amber Rose-esque and it would have been okay. It's Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, she literally had a gown down.
It was very tasteful. Like,
it was very tasteful for Vegas.
Yeah. Because we all saw her outfit before we saw the tweet, right?
Yeah.
And nobody had any comments about, oh, Kiki, what you got on? Like, it was not given that at all. That's why when he said that, everybody was kind of like, is he joking? Is he serious? Is he really coming for her right now?
Yeah, like, are you really being serious? Like, what are you talking about? And that's why on the JBP, they were like, if my girl would have been acting the way Kiki was acting on Usher,
yeah,
they were like, I would have been hot. I would have been upset. Like,
yeah, that would have been the problem. Yeah,
I wouldn't have want, you know, my girl to put their arm around him. And like, they were like, if my girl did that, like, you're going to need to give me a date or two. I'm like, don't talk to me, because
it's embarrassing to them too, because it's like, you're in a relationship and you're letting this man get this close to your face and, you know, do whatever he does. And even though it is a part of his show, today I was watching a clip from The Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne was saying like, hey, why not pick single women? Like, I know he was making it a joke or whatever, but it's true. Like, why not say, where the single ladies at? Like, you know, you're going for these women that are in relationships, and we don't know what it's causing behind closed doors. And it is for entertainment purposes. So I think it just depends on the person. But like, Winnie Harlow, you saw her clip, she went and sat on her man's lap, like, I'm not here for it. She was not here for it.
So we had
me. Wouldn't even sing the song.
She went, she was like, baby.
She said, I'm not even singing the song. You know who my man is? I'm not playing with you in these streets.
And you know what? I can't believe, like, they've been together for a minute now, her and YG. Yeah.
She is not playing with that man over you, okay?
No,
Yeah, Charlamagne was just like, why not call for the single ladies? Why not say where all the single ladies at? But I mean, I don't know. I don't think Usher mean no harm by it. Like, I feel like he kind of started it and it became a thing. So he's just keeping it going. Like,
yeah.
I've seen 100 girls on TikTok have the same experience. So he's not just doing celebrities. Like, he's doing your average lady as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a lot of girls on TikTok who, there was one girl who, but you have to kind of be in that VIP section.
Okay.
Like, they had their table or whatever, and he approached their table. She was like, I was so mad my friend didn't even record it.
Oh, I would have been hot.
So somebody that was there that recorded it actually sent her the clip. So,
I remember when Joe Budden's girl, when they went, and he, you know, Joe Budden's girlfriend is like stacked. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And she's like curvy girl. Like, she's just like boom, boom. Coke bottle like
right
bang. And when she got up, you can see Joe was just like sweating, like, you don't do too much, don't you? And so he was like, from experience of being there, like, if my girl would have got up and did all that, I would have been hot. Like, I would have we gotta go.
Yeah, like, nobody wants to sit there and watch that in their face, like, because Usher be doing the most.
Yeah, the most. But then wait, did you see when Usher asked if anybody wants to propose tonight?
Yeah, and that man go get up there. I think he said they was together for 16 years and he never proposed to her, whatever. He gives him the mic and he still didn't do it.
He still didn't do it.
He's like, I don't have no ring with me.
I don't have no ring.
She's just over there loving on him and whatever. But that kind of like segues into like what we're going to talk about, because yeah. We kind of wanted to talk about like having clarity in your relationships, as far as like there being a thin line. In 2023, there's a very thin line between a dating boyfriend-girlfriend relationship and a marriage, because things have intermingled and intertwined. But in some people's relationships, it's okay because they have clarity. They're both on the same page.
Right.
Like, you don't know if the couple at the Usher show, if they had an understanding after 17 years that they just didn't want to get married.
Right.
And maybe he misunderstood the opportunity that Usher was presenting. I don't know, because he showed and proposed. But she didn't seem to have an issue with it. She was
right,
like, hugging on him, kissing on him, and dancing and stuff. So in their relationship, they could have an understanding of it. This is just what it is.
Right.
But what we kind of wanted to talk about was when you don't have an understanding, like, just kind of like, what are those rules? What does it look like? What boundaries do you have in place? Like, what areas like should you have clarity in? And one of the things that we talked about was like setting boundaries in a dating relationship. So like for myself, I could never be the girl that allowed my boyfriend to call me his wife or wifey or whatever, because for me, I take it very, very serious.
Very and serious.
If you didn't put a ring on my finger,
then don't call me a wife.
You don't get to hold that title.
No.
Like, you don't get to go around telling and confusing people.
No.
We done got married. And
you done told people I'm a wife. Now they looking at my hand and there's no ring.
Or people mad at me because I done missed, they done missed the wedding. Like,
I didn't get invited to the, girl, to what?
But for other women, they don't mind being called wife, wifey, whatever. Like, in their relationship, that's okay. So I think it's just important to kind of like establish, like, what do those boundaries look like? And what type of mantle do you want to hold? Like, for me, if you want to have the honor of calling me your wife, you got to put in the work.
Yeah.
And I think because a lot of times when men refer to you as their wife or put you in that position to kind of like be their wife without making the full commitment, you can end up in these long-term relationships, not really getting what you want out of the relationship. Because if your desire is to really be a wife and they're kind of just like breadcrumbing you with the marriage, right, and like giving you little things, like, you know, you see people who've been in a 6-year engagement. And it's like they're breadcrumbing you because first they're calling you wifey and wife and all this stuff. They're moving you into their house. And, you know, they might even put a ring on your finger, but the marriage never happens. But they do certain things to just like appease you.
Right.
And kind of like make you feel like you're a wife. And
actuality, they haven't put any actual commitment.
No. And they're reaping all the benefits of it. And you're reaping some as well. But at the end of the day, like, you have to be honest with yourself. Like, what do you really want for your life?
Exactly.
And I think it's okay if you're speaking to your partner and you guys have an agreement upon how you want to live. You may not ever want to get married. And him calling you wifey and wife or referring to you as his wife or lifelong partner is okay with you. But I think that in certain instances, it's like you really need to like talk about it, especially in 2023. We see a lot of that to where it's like naming and claiming, but there's no action behind it. And then the women are pissed 10 years later.
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
I think something that really blurs the lines of boyfriend and husband is, I understand, like, especially in California, like, rent is high.
Yeah.
And when you're in a relationship, you tend to spend a lot of time together. And sometimes you can get to the point where it's like, okay, I've been at your house for 2-3 days. Then you're at my house for a whole week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why are we both paying 2 separate rents?
Right. When,
you know, we could be paying just one and we could just live together. Like, we could save more money that way. And, you know, we're with each other all the time. So why not live together? And right. I think people don't realize how much that makes the line blurry when you choose to make that decision to actually live together,
right,
without really clarifying what this move is. Like, is the move because we're still boyfriend and girlfriend and we want to cut costs?
Yeah.
Or, okay, we're moving in together because we see ourselves in a lifelong commitment and we love each other and we want to be together and we future plans of building together and we're saving that money to build towards a wedding or build towards a ring. Right. Or, you know what I mean?
Like, have a plan. Like,
what is our
plan? And the plan is so that you're both on the same page. Cause what sucks is like when you're in a relationship and you think it's one thing and it's not.
Yeah.
So if a man asks you to move in with him, in your mind, it could be, oh, he must want to be moving towards marriage. But if you don't have that conversation, you cannot guess.
Nope.
Like, I would never move in with somebody guessing if they were going to, if they were wanting to move towards marriage. Because like Nicole just said, in their mind, it could be a financial move. Where,
now you live in my house. You could clean my clothes. You could, instead of having to go home and bring your pots and stuff can be here. And you can cook here. And
yeah, you can make my house our home, and then I get to reap all the benefits of having a wife without actually having to have a wife. Yeah. And that's when that breadcrumbing effect goes into where it's like, okay, you done moved in. We're living as husband and wife. I'm going to call you my wife so that you could feel warm inside. But I never have any intentions of marrying you. But I want to put I want to put stipulations on you. I want to tell you where you what you can wear, where you can go, what you can do. And that's not even characteristics of a healthy marriage. Let's just say that. Like, just because this would be no better if Keke Palmer's boyfriend were her husband.
Right. But
in his statement, he claimed her as his wife when he was not. And he's saying he has morals and he's the head of the household and all this such thing. It's like, okay.
Yeah. Like, no, sir.
No, absolutely not. But, I mean, you could be put into a situation without even knowing, like, what's happening right before your eyes. So it's just always important to kind of, like, know, like, what you want and where you're going. And you need to ask questions before you just kind of assume. Because a lot of time as women, like, we assume because we feel some type of way, like, or what he said or how he made us feel or, you know, he may share certain things with you. But you should get clarity. Like, yeah. Never assume that just because somebody is calling you wifey that they really want to marry you.
Or having you move in. That
yeah, means that you're headed towards marriage. It could just be like, hey, I want to see how you live. Maybe one day I want to marry you. And I think that's why it's important to have those conversations. Because then you can see where your partner is. And y'all may be on the same page. Because you might be the one that's like, hey, I'm trying to save on rent. And he said, we moving together, he going to pay all the rent. And you may agree to cook and clean and wash his clothes. Yeah. And that might be cool with you, but as long as you have that conversation, because you don't ever want to go into a situation not knowing how they're going to respond to certain things.
Yeah, because then you could be thinking, oh, you're getting free rent and you just are getting to relax. And then he could be like, no, I'm paying the rent here. You got to cook and clean.
Right. And you can't wear that and you can't go out with your friends.
Yeah.
And you can't be twerking on couches on the internet. Like, yeah. All that's out the window. Hot girl summer is gone. And you're like, what just happened to me?
I got free rent, but I also got a whole situation. And also, too, I think, like, if you're in a marriage and somebody's uncomfortable with you doing the whole twerking on the couch or wearing things that are
revealing,
yeah, then that's a whole different conversation because, like, you respect your husband.
Right.
And your husband, if your husband is in a place of where he is actually leading the family and mm-hmm. is actually, you know, being the provider and
yeah,
being husband-like, then it's like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable or embarrassed. Or
and I'm going to take that into consideration right. and let's see how we can navigate this space.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
As long as it's not too far, yeah. like, you know, something drastic because there's boundaries to everything. As long as it's right. not controlling,
right?
It's
more reasonable to see your husband say, "Well, I don't really like that outfit choice. I feel like it's very revealing, or whatever." And I feel like I would definitely consider that more than a boyfriend. I won't even necessarily say that because I feel like when me and my husband were dating, if I was wearing something that made him feel uncomfortable, y'all ignore my nail, okay? I keep showing the wrong hand. if I was wearing or doing something that made him feel uncomfortable, like, I love him, so I would consider how he felt. But if he got on the internet blasting me and embarrassing me, oh, I'm going to rebel.
Yeah, like, you got to say that to me in private.
Because if you want me to respect you and not do things that embarrass you, then don't embarrass me. Like, we could have had that conversation before. Like, I don't feel comfortable with X, Y, and Z. But not when I've been wearing stuff like this on the internet before you met me. Like,
you know, that was something my husband said. He was like, you know, with the whole Keke Palmer thing, it's one thing like Keke Palmer's been sorry to bring it back to Keke, but she's been a celebrity her whole life. She's mm-hmm. been wearing all different types of things like this her whole life. Mm-hmm. And so you jump into her life and you understand what comes with it, and then you're going to get online. He was like, I would be upset if, like, say you with somebody and they got mm-hmm. new fame and then decided to just completely okay. switch it up and be over revealing. Because mm-hmm. he was like, Nicole, if tomorrow you became famous, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole world knew who you were, or half the world, like the US knew who you are. And tomorrow you just said, I'm gonna wear a thong with a bra and have a thing over you. I would be like, I don't know who that is. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. That's not something you would ever wear.
Right.
So now because you're famous, you're going to wear something that revealing. Like, that would be like, what is going on? Like, what are you doing? Because that's not who I know you to be.
Right.
And he kind of made me think about it. And I was just like, wow, you know, that's why I think it's also made this much attention to the whole thing. Right.
And another thing, like, just about that, the fact that he didn't just say, like, oh, why are you wearing that? But it was coming for her motherhood. Like, the clothes that you wear, to a certain extent, has nothing to do with you being a mother. Now, if you decided to walk into your child's school with pasties and a thong on, I am judging you. Because not only are you embarrassing your child, but you're also exposing yourself to other people's children. And now I got to have a conversation as to why Sally's mama got her knees out. Like,
and the principal, and I need the PTA. I need everybody to round it up.
Right. So, I mean, I don't feel like we should police mothers on what they should wear. But I feel like that was a part that really had the moms in an uproar, because as moms, like, to be able to feel sexy after you've had your kids is a huge thing, because a lot of moms lose that.
And like literally, I would guess at least 85%.
Yeah. Like, you look at yourself differently after you have children because your body has changed. It may not look the way that it did before. In Keke's favor, it played to her favor. Like, she got more curves. Like, she's feeling her, you know, she's filled out nicely. So she's enjoying her body, and it's making women more proud. You know, it's like she's embracing her motherly body, and it's making other women feel like they can do the same.
It's very empowering.
It pissed a lot of moms off, because it's like, no, like, she's a trailblazer.
Okay.
So I just think it sucks that he chose to, like, come for her motherhood in that, especially when it wasn't that bad. It wasn't bad at all. Like I said, nobody was looking at her sideways until he made a comment about it. And I just feel like, as a man, if you feel a certain type of way, you shouldn't add fuel to the fire. You should just contact her. And something I also said was, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. They could have been already having issues. Maybe that's why she took a girls trip to Vegas. Yeah. Or recently people were saying maybe it's a publicity stunt because she has a movie and album and stuff coming out. We don't know.
She dropped them shirts fast.
I mean, but that's what people do. Whenever you have to strike when the iron is hot. Yeah. So if something happens and you get a slogan or anything, it's like, put it on that little, what's that little website? Because that's what it looks like.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Pick
the one that people use on YouTube. That's what it looks like, because it was very quick. Yeah. I didn't like care for the design.
Oh, printful or something?
Printful.
Yeah.
It looked like a little printful sweatshirt. Her people were like, girl, we gotta capitalize off of this. You have this coming out. We need to keep the momentum going. Because
the momentum is up.
It's up because it's still trending. So because we were kind of talking about it and we were like, should we still talk about it? But it's still trending. Like, it's still a topic of conversation. I think because it is such an important conversation, especially amongst the moms, because you shouldn't feel any type of way about wanting to get dressed up and go out with your girls. And if you feel good in your body, like, it's like I said, it's so important to kind of let moms know it's okay to like feel good about yourself again after having kids, because not many women get to experience that. It's women whose children are 15, 20 years old and they still have not felt sexy after having kids.
Right. So it's just like, now we have this gem of somebody embracing their body, and then you just gonna get online
and tear that down.
Like, sir,
it was irritating me. It was irritating me so bad. I'm like, bruh, who told you that you should get on this internet here and start talking? Other people like, did he really just get on Beyonce's internet talking about Keke Palmer? Who do this man think he is?
It was so funny because on the JVP, they were like, you know, all he was like, they were like, she was at that concert, and you know, Keke probably like left some money for him on the bedside and some Lunchables and some money to run a movie and went out with his girls and made him mad. I was like, oh my God. Guys are like really going in on him.
But I did just see something about that, people, where she was just like, this is why women should not date below their pay grade.
I know they were really getting on him about his pay grade, but it was nice to hear it from a man's perspective of like what they really thought the situation was, you know. They really felt like, no, this is a it has nothing to do with this outfit. It's it's the touching, it's the flirtatiousness of it all.
It was a shot to his ego.
Yeah, it was a big shot to the ego, and I wouldn't feel comfortable with my girl doing that either.
And that makes more sense. And I feel like if he would have came to the internet and said, I don't believe you should go to the internet about anything about your relationship.
No.
But if he would have came and said, I'm not feeling how you was just dancing up on Usher like that.
Yeah.
I feel like people would be like, oh, he a hater, he jealous. But it would have been blown over a lot quicker than him coming for her motherhood, because this is the thing that she is being most praised for right now.
Yeah, that's the thing she's being most uplifted about.
Yes.
And so
guys were like, try to rain on her parade and throw salt all over it. Like, I think that's what has the internet in a tizzy.
Yeah, because they were like, he texted the wrong thing. Like, he said, like, first of all, they agreed, like, he shouldn't have posted that at all. But he also, like, if you were going to say something, it was not about the outfit or her being a mother.
He could have said, Usher, keep your hands off my woman.
Yeah.
Everybody would have laughed and moved on.
Yes. And he would have been serious, but we could all kikied with Keke.
Right.
And moved right along, because, yeah, it was a lot. But
it wouldn't have been it would not have been headline news.
No.
He could have said, Usher, keep your paws off the Keke.
Or he could have said, too close.
Yeah. Some cute and sweet.
Subliminal, like cute and exactly. Cute and sweet.
Yeah. So I mean, we're gonna see, because it seems as though this is not dying down yet. But also because her momentum is building for whatever she has coming up. So.
And so she's got the movie on her channel. She's got the song coming out. She did a whole TikTok to somebody remixing, if you're going to act up, it's time to link up or whatever.
Yeah. That was the tweet that she posted a while back. Yeah.
Okay. So the thing is, who this next interview that she does, they're about to pay.
Oh, yeah.
They got to pay big money, because somebody is going to have to sit down and get her response to this whole thing.
I feel like the things that she's doing right now are her response. The sweatshirt, the TikTok. Yeah. So we don't know if she's going to.
She's going to have to still sit down with someone, though. Like, she's going to. This is all responses, but she's still, like, the unfollowing of each other, that whole thing. It's all responses, but she's still going to have to do a sit.
Oh, they unfollowed each other?
Yeah, they unfollowed each other.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so at some point, though, like, she was doing the whole circuit. She was on The View. She was everywhere.
Yeah, but I feel like this is making me think that there was already something happening. because he was so quiet about things previously, like we never heard from him. So either something was already going on or we're gonna find out soon if this was a publicity thing.
Please don't let it be a publicity stunt, because yeah, they done stressed us all out.
Yeah, I hope not.
But then on the other hand, I hope it's a publicity stunt, because they were a cute little family.
I know. Want the family to work out.
But don't be stressing us out like this.
Please. Okay. It's just too much. But we hope that the moms just continue to feel good about your body. Like, whatever shape or size you're in, like, you should feel good about your body, because you birth humans.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. It takes a lot. They change everything about you. Your appetite.
Okay.
Your strength in your legs and your knees and your bones. Like,
just everything.
Just everything. They completely take over your body for those 10 months.
Yeah.
And then it has to reconstruct itself. And then you go and have another one. And then it's worse the second time. So feel good about yourself, however you look. Do whatever you have to do that makes you feel good. Whether it's working out or walking or whatever, just to make yourself feel good. Like, I haven't even seen no drastic changes in my body as appearance wise from going to the gym, but I just, other people have said that, but
I can see it in your face, because it's always in the face first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I can see it in your face structure.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, girl.
It's the cheekbone for me.
But even though I can't see it that much, like, I can see it a little bit in my clothes. Like, I put on some pants the other day, I'm like, oh, got a little bit more room. Okay. But it just feels good.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me feel good. Like, physically, I have more energy. Mentally, like, the days that I don't go to the gym, I'm a little bit more like, I don't know, I feel like things stress me a little bit more because I haven't released it.
Yeah.
But, it just feels good. So for me, I do it because it's for my physical and mental health. Like, of course I want to lose weight too, but if I focus on that, then it becomes a chore. And I'm enjoying it. I don't want it to become like, oh, gotta lose weight.
Yeah. It's like, if you focus too much on the weight loss portion, then it just like hijacks the whole situation.
Yeah. And then you get discouraged if you like step on the scale and you feel like you're doing so good and you haven't lost a pound.
And also, like, muscle burns fat. So a lot of times when you start working out, you tend to gain weight. And people think, like, oh, I've been working out, how come I'm gaining weight? And it's like, no, I'm gaining muscle. That's why I don't weigh myself at all. Because.
Yep. Just do what feels good. That makes you feel good. And I don't know. I'm enjoying the journey and finding what works for you. Because what works for the next person won't work for you.
Right.
Like, some people like turn their nose up at Zumba, like, that ain't real working out, but I'm burning hella calories.
Yeah.
And I'm dripping sweat. So it's doing what it needs to do for me. Like, it looks different for everybody.
Right.
So you just have to find something that works for you and that makes you feel good about yourself. And that's it. Whether it's picking your kids up and down, that is working out. Okay.
Okay. Clean your house. Whew.
Yes. I remember I used to do that when Kendon was little. I would put him on my hands and feet and just lift him up, like, up and down. But don't let nobody tell you nothing, okay?
Nothing.
About how you should look or dress as a mom. Just don't be out here with your ninnies out.
At Walmart and Target.
Yeah, don't embarrass your kids like that. But other than that, be cute and do you.
And that's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all. That's the tweet. That's the thread. We on threads now, y'all. So,
speaking of that, I got a thread thing or post I got to do tonight.
We haven't threaded. I think I posted two threads on somebody's mama.
I don't know how to go back and forth from the somebody's mama to threads.
You have to log out and log back in.
Oh.
So that's what I've been doing. I've been logging out. Whatever, and then log back in, but we're still getting used to. So yeah, that's a whole nother topic. How I feel about that. But you guys can go ahead and follow us over there. Make sure you guys are subscribed. On YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Make sure you guys are leaving us ratings because it helps other people find our podcast easier. So make sure you guys are subscribed and keeping up with us on Instagram so you guys never miss an episode. And we thank y'all so much for listening. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.